I'm very hard ushing, you know. But as I said, I was kind of hurt for the last 12 months, really. And then, you know, at the beginning of last year, I kind of had the intention of it being my last year. And, you know, things didn't probably work out as we wanted them on the final day. But that's sporting. You kind of just have to accept it and get on with it now. And it's just time for a different challenge now for me.
With the way it ended last year that you mentioned there, alluded to there, was there maybe a temptation that you would stay on for another year?
Yeah, listen, after the Mayo game in 2013, there was definitely a desire to go back and sort of maybe put things right. We didn't want to be a team that was maybe remembered for that hammering that we got, you know. So fairness, we came back, won off their title, you know, and unfortunately we lost out in the last day to Kerry. But listen, I think we put it all into the jersey the time I was playing, and so I've no regrets really, Oisin.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You certainly did give the commitment, and you've seen the way commitment has developed in the modern day footballer since you started in 2001, Rory. And if modern day footballers are going to play now at inter-county level, it's a life altering experience.
That's huge. Like since when I came in 2002 to the way it is now, it's just totally changed. You know, the landscape has changed completely. You know, the effort levels, the commitment levels, you know, the strength and conditioning aspect of it, you know, the group sessions in the evening and away at weekends and stuff, it definitely has gone through the roof. And that's from everybody in the panel, you know, the managers to the medical staff down to the players. It's the commitment's huge, you know, and maybe you're looking at the profile now sort of the modern day sort of Gaelic footballer. And you know what it is, it's got a lot of students playing now and a lot of maybe men who don't have families and things like that. And it definitely has changed a lot since when I first started playing.
And you, in your career, Rory, particularly in the latter number of years of your career, you achieved things that most inter-county players don't get the chance to experience.
No, listen, we've been lucky in the last number of years that we've had some incredible highs, and you know, winning back an Ulster title, the first one in 2011, there was always going to be very, very special, you know. And going on, and I suppose then to winning the All Ireland with a group of players, it was something that you'll always look back on with pride and things like that. So just honoured and been a pleasure to play with that group of players, some of the best that's ever played with a county. So get an opportunity to play along with them boys, you know, has been special.
But you're not going away, Rory. You're still going to be playing club football with St Union's, and I suppose your target now is to retain the championship that you just won last year.
Yeah, listen, it's competitive every single year, and us winning it this year was a great boost for us, you know, with a young squad. And you know, we'll be looking to develop things again. You know, Maxi came in and done a great job with us, and you know, it's a great testament to all the hard work that he put in that we managed to get over the line against a very good Glenswally team. So I'm looking forward now to just maybe having a wee bit more time off, but again, certainly playing with a club and you know, where it all began, and hopefully helping them to achieve more success.